Divine Service 3, page 184, in the front of your hymnal, page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
We made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And He forgave me.
Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death,
upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Take the insert for the 18th Sunday after Pentecost from your bulletin. We chant the intro.
Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous.
Let us rejoice.
gracious God, you gave your Son into the hands of sinful men who killed him. Forgive us when we reject your unfailing love, and grant us the fullness of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Reading for the 18th Sunday after Pentecost is from Isaiah chapter 5. Let me sing for my beloved my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on the very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a wine vat in it, and he looked for it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I looked for it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it shall be devoured. I will break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will make it a waste. It shall not be pruned or hoed, and briars and thorns shall grow up. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. The vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his blessed planting. And he looked for justice, but behold, bloodshed. For righteousness, but behold, an outcry. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
chant Psalm 80 responsibly, whole verse by whole verse, through verse 9.
The stone that the builders rejected
has become the cornerstone.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Jesus said, hear another parable. There was a master of a house who planted a vineyard and put a fence around it and dug a winepress in it and built a tower and leased it to tenants and went into another country. When the season for fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to get his fruit. And the tenants took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did the same to them. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, they will respect my son. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and have his inheritance. And they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. When therefore the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? They said to him, he will put those wretches to a miserable death and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons. Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits. The one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him. When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they perceived that he was speaking about them. And although they were seeking to arrest him, they feared the crowds because they held him to be a prophet. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess the Nicene Creed on page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
We sing hymn 544. You may be seated.
Thank you.
grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today our Lord Jesus Christ reminds us and encourages us. Jesus is the cornerstone of our lives. Jesus is the vine from which we have life. So today, Jesus the cornerstone, Jesus the vine, the Jesus who gives us life. If you have a garden, if you have a vineyard, you desire fruit. You don't plant plants just to plant them. You desire to receive something from the plants. So whether it be a vineyard or a garden, you want it to produce fruit and vegetables, tomatoes and grapes and apples and peaches and cucumbers and cantaloupe and zucchini and eggplants and bell peppers, whatever it is that you grow. The purpose of the plant is so that you receive its fruit. And if you've ever built a house, and of course you live in a house, it has to have a firm foundation so it doesn't collapse. Whether it's rock or brick or concrete, with the footers and the floor joists and the corners and the bricks and the mortar and the rebar, you have a strong foundation for your house. This is the picture before us today. Jesus is the vine, and connected to him we bear much fruit. Jesus is the cornerstone of our lives upon which we build our lives. And on this National and International Lutheran Women's Missionary League, along with them, we consider how kingdom people, that is you and me, in Jesus bear fruit in God's kingdom. So first we'll consider the vineyard and the vine, secondly the cornerstone, and thirdly how we bear fruit in God's kingdom. The first picture, if you're going to have life for your body, for your soul, and eternally, you must be a branch connected to Jesus the vine. Whether Jew or Gentile, grafted in or a part of the vine, Jesus is that vine and we are the branches. The first picture, Jesus is the son of the owner of the vineyard. In the first parable Jesus tells today, he talks about the planting of a vineyard. And if you listen to the Old Testament lesson, and you know your Old Testament, I'm sure, you know that the favorite picture that the Lord had for the people of Israel was that it was a vineyard that he planted, put a tower and a fence around it, and he desired to receive the fruit from the vineyard. And the house of Israel was that vineyard. But a change is going to take place. Because so many people will reject Jesus, Jesus is indicating that the Lord's going to bring Gentiles into that kingdom too, you and me, and we will be a part of that vineyard as well. And so in the parable, the master of the house is God the Father, the Lord of hosts. The vineyard was indeed the house of Israel, planted by God, beginning with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and then the 12 tribes, and then the line of Judah, from which the Messiah would come, bringing justice and righteousness. The fence, the winepress, and the tower are the Old Testament scriptures that God gave the Israelites to shape them as his people. The fruit that he expected was the fruit of faith and the righteousness that comes from the good tree bearing good fruit. The tenants to whom the vineyard was given were the people of Israel. And the servants that he keeps sending to them to get the fruit were the prophets and the teachers from Genesis to Malachi. These prophets he sent to the people. And the heir, that is the son, of course, is God's son, Jesus Christ. What Jesus is describing is that through the whole history of Israel, God continually sent his prophets desiring fruit, but instead he got weeds, wild grapes, and did not receive fruit. The wicked intention of the chief priests and the Pharisees, against whom this parable is directed, was to destroy Jesus. They were going to be the ones to take the son and throw him outside the vineyard. A wicked thing. Jesus is speaking autobiographically about himself. This parable was spoken not long before Holy Week. This is what's going to happen to Jesus. He's telling them ahead of time. All through the history of God, he graciously sent the prophets. But now, the master of the vineyard had sent his son, the heir of the kingdom. And they do something wicked and wretched. They take the son, kill him, throw him outside the vineyard. This is exactly what happened to Jesus during Holy Week. The Son of God comes to his people. They take him, they beat him, they crown him with thorns, they spit on him, they nail him to the cross outside the city gate. Here, God is indicating his exceptional love, reaching out to his people through his own son, the heir. We know the rest of the story. Because of Jesus' death outside the gate, our righteousness is found in him. He bore our sin upon the cross, and in his resurrection has been raised, and that vine is still thriving. And now Jews and Gentiles, through faith in Christ, are a part of God's vineyard, are connected to Jesus, the vine. And that includes you and me. In holy baptism, you were connected to that vine. And the life of Christ now flows into your life. And through faith in Christ, you believe that Christ is your righteousness. That is called faith. Also, the fruit in our lives is repentance. At the beginning of the service, we confessed our sins. And we received this assurance of the forgiveness of Christ in absolution. This is the lifeblood of the church. Baptism, forgiveness of sins, and coming to the Lord's table is the sap of your life. It's that nutrition that feeds you as a branch connected to Jesus, the vine. And we bear good fruit, which is the good works of our lives. Being justified by grace, we are a healthy tree. We will bear good fruit. In your vocation and calling, as a disciple, as a spouse, parent, in your job, as a church member, as a citizen in your community, you serve others in sacrificial ways. You bear good fruit to the glory of Jesus. May we be branches that are connected to the vine of Christ and bear fruit in God's vineyard. Secondly, we build our lives on Jesus, the sure foundation and cornerstone of the church. Jesus continues his parable. He said, this is the Father's doing. The stone that was rejected by the builders, that is Jesus, God's Son, has become the cornerstone. And this is marvelous in our eyes. Isn't it astounding? God takes this rejected stone, which is Christ, and in a marvelous way takes that stone, Jesus, and turns him into the cornerstone of the church. Jesus was a prophet, yes, but he came to be the sacrifice. He was the sacrifice, the stone that was rejected as they nailed him to the cross on Good Friday. But the kingdom of God in Jesus the King continues in his glorious resurrection. We build on the foundation of Christ, the chief cornerstone. The symbol here is that unbelievers took Jesus as a stone and threw him over in the rock pile and discarded him. But then God came along and took that discarded rock and placed it into the corner of the building of the church. That rejected stone has become the cornerstone. Unbelievers, when they run into Jesus, they stumble over him. He's a stumbling block. And on the last day, all unbelievers will be crushed by that rock. Some people stumble on the rock. Some people will be crushed because of their unbelief. But we are believers. We build our lives on Christ, the foundation. The foundation of the prophets and the apostles. Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. The Lord Jesus Christ is the rock upon which we build our lives. Remember when Jesus says the wise man builds his house upon the rock? Remember when Jesus says he will build his house upon the profession of Peter that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and the gates of hell will not prevail against the church? We build our lives on the sure foundation In the opening hymn we sang, Christ is our cornerstone. We build our foundation, we have our foundation based upon Jesus Christ. And you know, this foundation is not shaky ground. In the divine service, you receive God's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Every time you read the Bible and study it, and your children are in Sunday school, they are learning the Word of God for the foundation of their lives. When you take your protocols of prayer in the morning and read the devotion and the lesson and the prayers, you are not building your life on the world's shaky ground. Money, fame, possessions, earthly gain. You are building your life on Christ. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. And through the Lord Jesus Christ, building our lives on the cornerstone that is Christ, and being a branch that is connected to the vine, thirdly, we are now kingdom people who through the Holy Spirit produce kingdom fruit. God the Father has created the church. You are here today and you are a believer because God the Father chose you through His Son Jesus Christ to have faith. It matters not whether you're a Jew or a Gentile. As Paul said, for the sake of Christ and to know Him, we consider everything rubbish compared to the surpassing worth, Paul said, of gaining Christ and finding a righteousness in Him. You know, if we want to go to heaven, we have to have righteousness. But we don't have any righteousness in ourselves. What you need, what you want, and what you have is the righteousness of God, accounted to you through faith in Jesus Christ. The holiness, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, earned on the cross, proclaimed in His resurrection, established in His ascension to the right hand of God, is a righteousness that covers all of your sin. You are innocent and blameless and holy because the righteousness of Christ has been credited to your account by faith, by believing it. Faith to trust Christ, that His suffering, death, and resurrection is my righteousness, is what God the Father wants you and me to do. You have the righteousness of Christ, who by His blood suffered in our place, and in His resurrection gives us the surety of eternal life. And Paul this morning described what the life of producing fruit in God's kingdom, what it looks like. We press on toward the goal of which Christ Jesus has made us His own. We have to forget what lies behind. The past is the past. Today is all you have. Strain forward to what lies ahead, to the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. That is to which we are called. We will not look back. We will put our hand to the plow, and we will look forward and strain towards the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. All over the nation today, as people are celebrating Lutheran Women's Missionary League, and so many of us have the little mite boxes where we put all the coins in and bring it here to church on the first Sunday of the month. Those coins in 2 years will add up to $2 million to do mission work all around the world, and we thank Lutheran Women's Missionary League. We're going to establish a rural school in Kenya, helping young women in Africa, and a mercy mission in Guatemala, helping people in Detroit, Michigan, restoring hope there, and on the Wind River Indian Reservation. All over the world, including in Asia, Mercy Works, providing help for seminary students at both seminaries, a construction building of a building in Sri Lanka to serve there, helping people on the border to Mexico, immigrants to know the gospel, and helping women who desire to be deaconesses. This is bearing fruit in God's kingdom, taking the mites that we give, the coins that we give each month, to help Lutheran Women's Missionary League also produce fruit in God's kingdom. So my friends, you are a branch attached to Jesus the vine. You are in the church, God's vineyard. You do build your life upon the foundation of Christ, the chief cornerstone. Having built our lives that way, may the owner of the vineyard produce fruit of faith and righteousness and good works in our lives, knowing this, that each and every day, as you go your way, through each and every day, you have this assurance. Jesus is the vine who gives you life. Jesus is the cornerstone of your life. To Jesus alone be glory forever and ever. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
We stand and chant the offertory on page 192.
Voluntary, please fill out the ritual friendship pad at the end of the pew, pass the folks sitting next to you, and put the sheet in the basket in the narthex as you leave, and also place your offerings at the door. As we prepare the altar for communion, you may be seated. Church this morning continues and begins with the insert that you have from LWML. Please take that insert out at this time. Turn to the inside. The responsive prayer begins there. Kingdom people produce kingdom fruit. We stand to pray. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord. And all your saints shall bless you.
They shall see the glory of your kingdom, and tell of our power, to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds, and the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Today we come before the Lord with these gifts of the heart. We are called upon to bear fruit in keeping with the faith that we have been given.
as kingdom people, we come with the gifts of the heart that flow from our faith in Jesus Christ and love for his people.
Blessed is the man who delights in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither.
Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have brought us into your kingdom through the working of the Holy Spirit and the means of grace. We are your kingdom people. These gifts that we present today are brought through faith in your Son, even as we bear fruit which brings you glory and serves our neighbor. May the ones that share these gifts also share the good news of salvation found in Jesus' death and resurrection. We pray that one day we will stand before your throne together as kingdom people, with all who receive the message of salvation and are brought to faith in your Son. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness.
And we speak together
in fervent gratitude for the Savior's dying love and his blood-bought gift of redemption. We dedicate ourselves to him with all that we are and have. In obedience to his call for workers in the harvest fields, we pledge him our willing service wherever and whenever he has need of us. We consecrate to our Savior our hands to work for him, our feet to go on his errands, our voices to sing his praises, our lips to proclaim his redeeming love, our silver and our gold to extend his kingdom, our will to do his will, and every power of our life to the great task of bringing the lost and the erring into eternal fellowship with him. Amen.
We ask the Lord that you continue to be with those in need of healing and strength, that you restore the health of John and Sarah, also Steve Favors, Candy Darmody, and all who are in need of healing and strength. Lord, in your mercy,
Amen.
We pray for the family of Jan Merchant and the death of her sister, Linda Barros, who you receive to yourself in heaven. Comfort the family with the sure and blessed hope of a reunion in heaven through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
Amen.
Grant, O Lord, that you continue to bless our church, early child care center, campus ministry, ESL, and all the work of this congregation. Help us to hold fast to the hope on the last day we shall be raised to glory and bring fruit fitting to your name. Lord, in your mercy, we ask, O Lord, that you bring an end to the wildfires, the floods, the hurricanes, and the coronavirus. Be with all those afflicted by the virus, including our president, his wife, and those governing officials, and all our family and friends who deal with this affliction and distress. Grant healing, strength, recovery to all. Lord, in your mercy, we thank you for this good land of our heritage, from many nations with many different languages. Make us a united people. Support those who defend our freedoms, Alex Laffin, Emily Shelton, Charles Gaker, and Mike Gobble, Doug Jupe, Ricardo Bataga, and Kevin Stevenson, Danny Green, and Courtney Tate as they serve in the armed forces of our country. Lord, in your mercy, through holy baptism, you have made us your children and planted us in your vineyard. This week, be especially with Celia Huntley, Beth Batter, Grace Randall, Andrew Hartman, Emma Baxter, and Al Rohde, Gabriel Hartman, Pastor Evan Gateline, and John Zubialdi, Logan Johnson, Charles Gaither, and Tyler Smith, Brett Howlinsworth, Kevin Buller, Kim Darmody, Nolan Johnson, and Lou Ann Harris. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the mission work in South Korea. Bless Matt and Dee Dee Wassman and their daughters Lily and Olivia as they serve in South Korea. Be with them as they proclaim the gospel there and train missionaries to bring the gospel throughout that country. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Page 194, Service of Sacrament. The Lord be with you.
Salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Thank you. the New Thimitus, page 199. We stand to sing.
Upon you and give you peace.